It is time for Kaleidoscope on KDOM, and today we are talking with Michael Mueller, the city administrator for Mountain Lake. How are you today?
I'm very well. Thank you for asking.
A little cool this morning. What do we got on the agenda for today?
There's a few topics we could talk about. The 2023 preliminary levy has been approved. It is set at a proposed 9% increase from last year. The final levy, which will be determined after the truth in taxation hearing in December, it cannot be higher than the preliminary levy. It could only be lowered.
Okay, so the final may actually be less than that number?
Correct. It just cannot go higher than that. So the goal is we're going to work on some budgeting and hopefully decrease that proposed levy a little bit.
Is there an average on how high it, how much it goes up every year?
It all depends on the cost of goods. We still have to work with businesses and get supplies, and with inflation, it's really rough for, gas prices, for instance.
Everything is going up.
Name everything. Everything has gone up in price, and we're trying to have not a large increase for next year, but is a lot of it is due to inflation.
Sure, and you guys run on a pretty lean budget anyway, so when inflation hits, it's not like there's a bunch of extra money there that you can just cut out.
Yeah, when we budget and plan for everything that we're going to spend. So it's if prices have gone up, and we don't really plan for that for the next year. We just plan on what we're going to need for that given year. And we're predicting or analyzing which and how much the price will be.
Absolutely. All right. So that's and when will that be final then?
The final, there is a truth in taxation hearing in December. That meeting will be Tuesday, December 6th.
Okay. And then that will be the day that everything is finalized.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. All right. What else is happening with the city?
Well, the city council approved a one-year moratorium to prohibit the sale of THC in city limits. We didn't really get any feedback from the public concerning this moratorium. But the purpose of the moratorium is to study and review the issues regarding the sale of THC products, which is a main ingredient in cannabis. And we're here just to kind of review the rules, regulations, and zoning regarding the sale of THC so we can have time to develop those rules and regulations.
It does not mean that it's never, ever going to happen. It just means the city wants to know what's going on before anything does happen.
True. We are still going to be issuing such as like tobacco license with THC. And the state hasn't really released any regulations yet. And, I mean, it would be great if the state had some regulations out there so we can review. But we, at most, will have a one-year moratorium. But let's say in 3 months we get the zoning and everything else figured out, that moratorium can end at any time.
Okay, yeah. And I think that's a good point to bring up, too. So what happens if nothing changes at the end of the year? Will another moratorium be issued then?
That is a very good question. To my understanding, you can only have one moratorium. I would have to look further into that, but I don't think you can extend the one-year moratorium. I think that is just one time set.
Okay. And again, the purpose of it is just to gather as much information as you can.
And study what other cities and what the state's going to set out for regulations, and there's nothing really for us to use to kind of get a basis for how we're supposed to regulate this, and that's the concern. It was kind of just thrown in a bill that was passed, and we didn't really have enough time to kind of get our ducks in a row.
And that makes sense. Do you anticipate anything from the state?
I would assume at some point in the next few months something will come down, or there'll be advice for the cities on what steps we should take.
Okay, very good. So everybody will be watching that. What else do we have going on?
The Mountain Lake Boardwalk Project, which is basically replacing the old boardwalk on the west side of the trail, should be happening in the next few months. We would hope to start the project in late fall and finish in early spring. That boardwalk will be down then during that time, so the trail will be closed on the west side of the lake while we're rebuilding it.
Okay. And that trail is one that gets a lot of use.
It does. So we're hoping to get a lot of signs out there soon when we know when the project's going to officially start.
And target date to be completed?
Right now I just have spring of 2023.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of that depends on weather.
Weather and if there's any supply issues. So far I've been told there is not, but I'm hoping that still is true.
Everybody says there isn't until you need it. All right. So we've got the boardwalk project going. Other projects we need to mention?
No, not at this time. I guess you could just be aware of public hunting, which started September 1st to the end of the year for trail users. And just make sure to wear some type of orange or other bright color clothing and be aware of your surroundings.
Absolutely. We need to be safe. That's for sure. All right. Michael, is there anything else we need to mention this morning?
Well, this is still a little early. Elections will be happening. We have two council members that will need to be voted upon on the November election ballot. Running for office this year is Andy Yeisker and Brian Bargan, and Mike Nelson running for mayor.
Very good. So if you have not registered to vote, you need to make sure and get that done.
Please register beforehand, but if you don't have the time, you could always register the day of voting.
All right. Yeah, there is no excuse not to vote. All right. Michael, we appreciate you talking with us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Absolutely. And that's what's going on with the city of Mountain Lake. Michael Mueller, city administrator, thank you for talking with us today. And that will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.